What happens when two people of different backgrounds and beliefs sit down face to face and interview each other? This summer, in partnership with StoryCorps, as part of the One Small Step project, Utah Public Radio has been recording these new StoryCorps-style interviews. From travels to the far corners of the state, including Blanding, Moab, St. George, and Vernal, we now invite you to listen in on some of these thought-provoking small steps.
When she was 20, Claire Coonan stepped away from her traditional family upbringing. When he was 50, Scott Swain took a similar big step.
Claire, I'm going to just ask you a little question. You came out as gay to your parents and your family.
Yeah.
How many years ago?
It would have been in the early 90s.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was not a popular time to be gay.
Oh, no, it wasn't.
In fact, well, you know this, you're my age. It was unheard of, actually, growing up in high school, for instance. Mm-hmm. Nobody would admit to it.
No. I was afraid that my parents were going to potentially reject me. I come from a very Catholic family, and I told my mom and dad that I would be there at like 10 in the morning. So I get into St. Louis, okay, I got to drive there, and I get into the driveway, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I really have got to do this. And so I'm walking up, and I can see the screen door, and my mom doesn't even let me get to the door, and she opens it up, and she's like, Claire, what's wrong? And I just am bursting into tears. My mom's like, are you pregnant? And I'm just like, no, Mom, I'm not pregnant. And this was in the early 90s. And so she's like, do you have AIDS? I'm like, no, Mom, I don't have AIDS. And she finally is quiet enough to let me get out what I wanted to say. And I'm just like, Mom, I'm gay. And she looks at me and says, is that all?
Wow.
And it's 30 years now. It's been a wonderful journey. I'm certainly closer to my parents as a result of that. How is it with your family?
I've grown up in a very staunch religion here in this area. I was having some questions. At the same time, my daughter was going through anorexia. She also has obsessive compulsive disorder. Yeah. We found out that religion was a huge problem with that, because if you know anyone that's had OCD, they have to do certain things so something bad won't happen.
Yes.
Religion is all about that. Mm-hmm. You have to do these things or something bad is going to happen to you. The very worst thing, you're going to go to hell or you're going to be punished forever. So I went on a walk with her every day for 3 solid years, never missed. We talked about everything. We talked through everything. And in that process, I came to the conclusion that I don't want to continue the religious focus I have had. And that was a huge step, probably the biggest step in my life. And so she and I walked away from that religion, and we have been super close. You know, no one had left the church in my family in 150 years. And I went through a period of anger. I'm 50. Why didn't I learn this earlier? Finally, I got that under control. I'm like, I'm not angry anymore. That was part of my journey. I needed that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Our church marches in the Pride Parade every year. And I remember the first year they invited Julie, my partner, and I to walk. We felt obligated as the token lesbians to go on this march because they were going. I remember the feeling of walking in that parade and you have throngs on people on either side of you cheering. I wish that everyone could experience the amazing joy of being valued and affirmed for who you are.
Claire Coonan and Scott Swain recorded with Utah Public Radio in Riverton. More of these interview stories of steps along the way as Utah Public Radio was on the road can be found at upr.org.